Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, like in July, I'm walking through the Denver airport and just kind of hanging out because my son was down waiting for the plane. We're flying back to Omaha after a baseball thing, and I come around the corner, and this guy comes around the corner, and it's Josh, and he goes, "Look at this effing guy." So it's cool to see Josh Blue in the airport in Denver, and it's good to see you now in person again, man. How you been?
I swear, I thought you were a Muppet walking down the street. I was like, there's a bunch of people I could see you from, like, four terminals away. I'm like, I know that guy.
And by the way, I knew you, too.
Yeah, you could see me. I have a very distinctive gait.
You do.
But it was watching, it was cool, man.
CBS.
Introduce your friend. You got a friend with you now.
Yeah. I don't know this guy.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks.
His name is Colin Chamberlain. Do you suffer from any afflictions?
No.
Look at him.
No. It would think like hanging out with Josh I would have rubbed off, but it hasn't.
No.
Well, Josh is mean, stronger. By the way. He's picking people's stuff. Our news guy once in a great while will stammer or stutter.
Once in a while? Seems pretty regular when I'm here.
I saw
it. 2 minutes into the first segment.
But you're
there
so
we go.
Mean. Do you feel you can be mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't care, obviously.
Why not? He's a comedian.
This is all from the heart.
He's a comedian first.
I realize he's a comedian first, but I think that he also has a right to be mean. Who's going to yell back at him? Yeah. Who's going to yell back at him?
Well, it's great when you have a disability. It's kind of a, you know.
Yeah, well, you can laugh at other people's.
I think we've all learned that we can yell back at him now. If he can dish it out, he can take it.
As long as he's yelling at Craig, not us.
Well, we saw a piece on CBS Sunday Morning. The announcer for the Chicago White Sox also suffers from cerebral palsy. And he runs into these occasions where I think he specifically mentioned one. There was he was at the grocery store. Kid says to mom, "What's wrong with that guy?" And mom just says to shut the hell up.
Right. God, I want to be a fly on the wall when it happens to Josh.
And
this guy's an announcer for a baseball team, has to be all uppity uppity.
He is thinking,
Josh doesn't have to be.
Well, this lady just passed up a teaching moment.
Right.
I'm guessing you would not be offended if a little kid walked up to you and said, "Why do you walk funny?"
He'd call him a little prick, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. As a disabled person, I have this sort of thing where I can either educate or perpetuate.
Which one do you usually do?
I think you know. I'll definitely take it there. There's a lot wrong with me, kid. Come over here and I'll show you.
Kid is still shell shocked.
So he's
remember
not
we met that homeless guy in the Whole Foods? Oh my God.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Josh is funnier than that Chicago White Sox.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. That guy's got to be straight-laced, and Josh doesn't have to be.
And I could probably call a baseball game better, too.
I don't know. He's pretty good.
Be a lot more colorful.
Oh, well, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely more colorful.
Did you see that effing hit?
FunnyboneOmaha.com to see Josh's tonight and tomorrow night, two shows each night,
right,
Carl? And you brought your feature with you, by the way.
I know. I didn't want to, but Colleen said I had to.
All right. Colin Chamberlain with us. Nice to meet you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for
coming
up, man.
Thanks for all the support, Josh, over the years, man. It's really nice.
He's not even nice to his openers, is he?
Oh, my God.
How long have you known him?
Well, we've known each other for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked together probably five times.
Yeah, you needed a driver, and I was the only person with a car, I guess. That's how I got the job.
Yeah, my manager explained it to me. I was like, I don't know.
But for the record, Josh is nice to us.
Oh, yeah,
for the
you
most
guys
part.
Are great.
And pretty nice to Colleen. I've
had moments with him
okay.
that have not been nice.
Such as?
But it wasn't out of malice. I just hit you in the head with a soccer ball.
Right.
Did he really hit the head with a soccer
ball? Almost knocked me out.
I thought it was at his party in Denver.
Oh, at the club? That was a fun party.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun party.
Did he hit you with a soccer ball at the club?
He was just practicing, kicking around. I walk around, it banks off something, hits me in the head.
Your glasses fly?
Absolutely.
So he wasn't aiming for your head intentionally.
I felt terrible. I did feel bad about that one.
Thank you.
Because you're good enough where if you wanted to hit her in the head with a soccer ball, you probably could.
Right. I didn't know she was coming around the corner. You know what I mean?
No ball in the house, you know that.
Sweet Josh, only with his disability, here's what he gets away with.
What?
There are certain times that somebody will say, oh, can I take a picture with you? So you might be standing next to him, a nice lady.
Right.
And he all of a sudden is feeling you up going, damn hands!
I don't know.
You did that to me.
You did to Colleen?
It's not hands. It's just the good hand that does that.
He's got a forceful grope.
Well, I want you to know I'm there.
That's weird, Josh. Your hands never get crazy around me. That's odd. Yeah, even touch me.
Yeah, it's my palsy hand is repelled by you.
I might cure him.
My palsy hand is repelled by you.
Josh,
helping out the community.
I was going to tell you, boys, and I think you might have a story about this, but last week I got a vasectomy.
We haven't heard this yet, no.
No, but I just, it was terrible.
Yeah, my wife was fixed after our second kid, so I never had to get it done. Todd's had it done, our producer had it done.
Are you okay yet?
It was years ago.
And I know.
Tyler was actually a witness to the entire procedure. He watched it. He smelled the vas deferens.
For radio
purposes,
not a personal thing. It was. Yeah. I'll never get that.
You guys are too close.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
I was 6 inches from it.
You've been closer.
Yeah, that was years ago. I regret doing that bit. But I can still smell the burning vas.
The doctor's like, usually people just wait in the waiting room.
Yeah, well,
sure?
They knew the show. I recorded it. It was really weird. So, how'd it go for you?
Well, my doctor was a bombshell. She was beautiful.
Oh,
and then I think it was...
You chubbed up?
No, I was too scared to chub anything.
But why do you... You sure you don't want any more kids?
No, two is enough.
I know you got two, but you're afraid of some new young chick getting in your life and you knocking it up?
Yeah, you know, I just don't want that constant, like, it's like a... You know, like, when you're dating someone, mm-hmm. you're like... Okay, I hope you get your period soon, and then it comes, and you're like, ah, damn, it's here.
So, do you have a current girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she don't want kids, right?
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
Not with Josh.
someone normal.
Now, have you gone back to throw one off to see if it took yet?
Yeah, it still works. It still works.
Okay.
But,
no, I'm talking about, are you still...
How long?
Will you find out you're not fertile?
How long ago did you get this?
Just like a week ago.
Okay.
So,
you're not cleaned out yet.
No,
you got to clean the pipes out.
Yeah, I still got they said like 20 rotations or something.
Yeah, I had to drop off.
Rotations?
Yeah.
Is that the medical term?
No, just what
I think it was samples once every couple of weeks for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make sure.
Wait, do they test it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. What a homework assignment.
I know.
They're like, all right, I know it's going to be difficult.
You got to bring a little Dixie cup of goo into the thing.
Now, do you have trouble hitting that with your affliction?
Well,
the good hand, though, works fine, right?
I don't think that has anything to do with palsy.
No, it doesn't. It's tough to hit that cup anyway, right?
Not an easy thing to aim.
They're like, Josh, you don't have to put the Dixie cup on the other side of the room. You can put it right in front of you. It doesn't have to be a distance
thing. It's like a carnival game.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so many guys say both. I've heard both guys. Some guys hated it. Some guys say it's no big deal.
Well,
to this day.
You know, she was like, okay, we got the, you know, numbing agent there. They're going to make the cut. And then she's like, when we grab your vas, it's going to feel like they punch you in the nuts. And I was like, well, that wasn't in the orientation. You know?
How about a little bedside manner?
See, I don't remember it hurting, but I got a pretty good pain tolerance.
You were high as hell, man.
They had a lot of Valium
in me.
Well,
I'm guessing
you
were high.
Nice.
Were you high?
Yeah.
I think I was, too.
Oh, you were totally high.
Pretty sure I was.
But
I wish I would have been high.
You put the frozen peas and the frozen carrots on for the weekend.
I had frozen cherries, and I was just, there's some video of me just eating the cherries out of the bag off my crotch.
That's what you do when they thaw out.
Yeah, well, they're warming.
Well, you shared that for the masses? Good.
Yeah.
So, ladies, he's not fertile this weekend.
Don't let him go to waste.
Another 20 rotations.
Yeah, a couple pumps.
Oh, you haven't done one rotation yet?
Oh, I've done 30, but that was last week.
You can't do it too much.
Yeah, right? She's like, She said 3 months, and you have to do it 20 times. I was like, I got that next week.
My advice to you is get one of those large sample kind of cups with the wide mouth on it, because when they asked me to bring in the first sample, all I had around the house was little medicine bottles. And, so it was a difficult aim.
See, when I did mine, they gave me a cup. They said, here, take. When I left the surgery, they said, here, take this with you.
I was not provided.
Yeah, I think it's odd that you have to provide your own cup. Yeah. Like, now you're just going through Tupperware. You're like, well, what are we never going to use again?
Well, I got one the next time. There was a little oversight the first time.
Yeah. But whatever you use, it's not going to be used ever again.
Yeah, but you're
whichever one you choose.
It's been a while, and this is obviously last week, so I think the time's changed.
Filled up this big gulp.
Yeah. And you could
just
use it.
Just come sloshing in.
You could put them in the dishwasher. It sounded like anything toxic went in there.
Hey, guys. I got my sample. I got a little mess in the parking lot.
With a straw sticking out of it like your glass right now.
Don't be afraid to reuse your sample cup after you've washed it.
I know. And don't even wash it. Just have guests over.
It's good to know you're feeling better, though. Still sore at all?
The stitches are just starting to come out, so it's a little...
Yeah,
not great.
So you took the weekend off, and you didn't perform last weekend, right?
You know what? I had like 3 days off, and then I flew across the country, and I thought it'd be good, and it wasn't.
He sat in a plane for the whole flight across the country.
Yeah. Right. And the peas wore off about halfway through.
you brought the frozen peas on the plane, tucked in your pants.
I'm asking Tyler because I don't remember. They put a stitch in me.
Man,
I thought they just made a little
cut. I blacked that out, man.
Yeah.
I had three stitches, man.
Oh, I thought they just made a little cut, took the vase out, burned it, and job was done. I don't remember a stitch.
Maybe he's packing more than you.
He could
Josh
be.
Josh is, maybe. You know?
Or maybe I wiggle more. And she's like, I can't find the thing in there.
Maybe I wiggle more.
Yeah, that would make it more painful.
Yeah, it really did.
If you're wiggling.
Josh is Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com. 2 shows tonight and 2 tomorrow night. Very funny dude.
My urologist was not smoking hot, though. They taped the
She was
dink
a sweet
up,
lady.
Taped the dink up to your belly. So you didn't bust the tape or anything?
No.
No?
No tape needed.
Craig, want to join the program? I know Josh.
No, we're doing good without him.
He makes an excellent point. He may have this radio thing down.
Oh, he does. He does. We'll get back into it. He'll discuss something.
Come on, Dr. Dead Air. Let's get going.
Oh, I want that to stick. I want that one to stick.
Dr.
Dead Air.
Dr. Dead Air.
He mentioned it earlier, too.
In our Deadpool, some of the players that had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson.
We have a Deadpool. Craig does, actually. Because
I believe you. It's his soul.
It's Craig's Deadpool. It's on our website. Hundreds and hundreds of people play this damn thing.
While none of us have really heard of Julie Gibson.
She was famous enough
years
ago.
She was famous in the 40s, apparently, and was in a couple of Three Stooges films.
And these are screen
names.
Which
is good enough for us.
These are screen names of the dead. It's good enough for us. It's a good Deadpool hit.
Yeah, yes. If the Three Stooges is somehow mentioned... That's good enough for us. Some of the 41 players that had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson include, but are not limited to, Meemaw's Moldy Merkin.
Man.
Oh, my.
I know. These are their computer names, and they're pretty brutal.
Yes. Many of them inspired from things we've discussed on the show.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you can imagine where they got Meemaw's Moldy Merkin.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that day, guys.
Now, my wife just got a hold of me and said I did have a couple of stitches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because she took care of me that weekend.
Yeah. Again.
She was not yet my wife.
No.
But she still took care of
me. That sealed the deal.
Yeah. After she saw that, she's like, I guess I have to marry him. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think it was her request. And I was happy to comply.
Oh, you ran there.
Oh, yeah.
You ran there.
More sodomy, please.
Okay.
Gets a hit, as does Mustache Ride. Not going to say that one. Neil Young's O-Face gets a hit, as does Pants Off, Hoodie On.
That talked about, he's married to...
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah. Yeah. We said Daryl Hannah gets to see Neil Young's O-Face.
Yeah.
I know. Very talented man.
Yeah.
He's still gonna do
Daryl
the old
Hannah
thing,
is so. The stepmother of grunge.
Big old mutton
chop. I got it.
Yeah.
Or was he the grandfather?
He's a grandfather of grunge. Right,
she'd be the step-grandma of
or
grunge.
Godfather of grunge. I think it was godfather.
It was a god,
no,
okay.
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Pill Cosby gets a hit.
That's a great name.
That is a great name.
That's clever.
And Please Come to Boston. No.
Please
gets a hit.
Please come to Boston. She said, no. Will you come home?
And Skippin' Dot's Hot Tub gets a hit.
That was a couple named Skippin' Dot. He had a heart attack on top of her, and they both died in a hot tub the night before their kid's wedding in Mexico.
They were banging.
Yeah, I think they were.
20 years ago, the story. I don't know what it was, 10 to 15 years ago. It's a brutal story, and people were hard.
There were there was intercourse involved.
Yeah.
Man, so she died too.
Underneath them, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah. She died too.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He died of the heart attack. She died because he drowned her.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was on top of her.
So that's it's a fun story. People use it as a Deadpool name.
Legendary.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, way to go.
That's a fun
only
story.
Be so lucky.
One to tell around the table.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a brutal story.
That is
I'm ashamed of our listeners to keep it alive.
Oh, yeah, blame it on them.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I feel bad without having to explain it, because we laugh every time it's told, but if a comedian's in here and doesn't know the details about Skip and Dot, we'd have to explain it, and it sounds worse than I thought.
Yeah, the story's at least a couple years old.
And then I get the look from Jaws, who isn't offended by anything, going, oh, man, that's wrong.
Well, that's pretty rough. But...
He doesn't care.
On the wedding eve.
Their wedding. Yeah. Their kid's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's...
Sorry, man. Now we offended Joshua.
And when Craig originally did that story, he walked us down that path, just giving us one horrible thing after another after another. It was a brutal story.
Yeah, I was sick about that.
He's disgusted at
it. He looked beat up, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Skip and Dot were the parents of the bride?
One of them.
One of the two.
Yeah,
that had to be a bittersweet day the next day.
Like to hear the toast.
I'm not sure what the sweet part was.
Well, the sweet part is you're getting married to the love of your life.
Yeah,
but your mom and dad just got pulled out of a hot tub.
The bitter part.
Yeah, just don't seal the deal in the hot tub.
Yeah, is it less tragic if it's the groom's parents?
I'm guessing it was called off, and they flew home with the bodies to make it worse
for
everybody.
That's got to be uncomfortable if you're coming in as the coroner. You're like, well, someone's going to have to get in there.
Yeah.
Who's got their swim trunks?
Oh, man. Now you made it worse than it actually is now.
Start pulling them off each other.
No, not you, everybody. Yeah.
It was Mexico. It was probably just a couple hotel workers.
Right. Yeah, they just...
Like, get over there.
Housekeeping.
Those bellboys had done that before.
Yeah,
and there's got to be seven or eight Skip and Dot variations in the Deadpool, too.
Yeah, first Skip and Dot, yeah.
I think there's actually a T-shirt you can get online.
Doctor?
Dr. Dead Air, he's calling you, man.
Hey, I was listening to Tyler over here. I'm a listener.
Yeah.
I see that. I thought you just zoned out. But,
I call it listening.
Okay,
no, he zoned out.
You can steal that one. I call that listening.
He does zone out. Similar habits.
The woman who says a San Antonio, Texas police officer searched her vaginal cavity on a public street is getting a $205,000 settlement from the city. Council members voted in favor of the settlement. Natalie Sims claimed a police officer pulled out her tampon during a search out in the street in public.
What's he looking for?
Yeah.
He found it.
San Antonio.
Oh.
What was she wearing? They could reach to get her tampon. Was a string hanging
just
out by
reached down her Just reached down her pants or something. I don't know.
Oh, my.
She was waiting for a boyfriend at the time.
I think we've
was
all done
not
that,
found
but not in
violation
situation.
Of any laws. And so she's getting $205,000 for that violation of her rights.
I think she probably had more.
Yeah, I think that's a little cheap.
I think that's really
What's
cheap.
What's on the cheap side?
What was the reasoning?
Yeah.
The female cop thought that she might be holding something else up there and didn't necessarily believe that string was attached to a tampon. So she had to find out what that was.
One of those little party favors things.
Right there in the street with people watching.
Wow. It was a female cop?
Yes, it was.
And she didn't know what the string was?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know what the string is attached to.
Even Colin knows that.
Yeah. I'm not pulling that out thinking it's going to be like, like the little New Year's Eve popper.
Shredded paper. It's a popper.
Oh, yeah, it's confetti. Wow. That's what it is. Oh.
Even Colin knows.
My God.
Congratulations. Josh Blue.